It's Marie Bethay. Some of you may know me by Coach Marie, and I'm back with another episode of the Unstuck Podcast. It's been a while, but we're back. So get comfy, get cozy. This episode won't be too long, but today I'm really posing a question to you. Are you going to fight or not? Right? So much going on in our lives, and sometimes we need a bit of the reminder, the exhortation, the encouragement, and the little pat on the butt that I'm going to give you today. So if you're interested in hearing the rest of this episode, make sure you stay tuned. And don't forget to leave a rating for this podcast in the Apple Store or wherever you're listening to your podcast. And make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes. And with that, let's get into the episode. Oh my gosh. Hi guys. It's been a minute. I have not sat down to record a podcast episode in a little minute. And I gotta say, it feels good to sit back down again and do this. You know, I really do enjoy doing podcasts. I really do enjoy it. But today, you know, before we really get into it, I told you guys I was going to ask you a question. Are you going to fight or not, right? And I know I need to kind of dig into what I mean by that. By fight, I mean, you know, are you going to put some effort in? Are you going to, you know, pursue? Are you going to resist? Are you going to take action? Are you going to, you know, come against what's coming against you? All of that juicy stuff, that's what I mean by fight. And the reason why I'm posing this question before we really get into the episode is that there's so much going on right now. I mean, so much. I mean, you don't need me to tell you. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, you've got everything that's going on in the natural. You got the pandemic, you got the, you know, inauguration of a new president. You've got, you know, all the drama, all the angst, all the turmoil, all the loss, all the grief, all the disconnection, all the reconnection, all the, you know, all the everything, family, work, you know, the transition with work, you know, some people are not working. You've got school, you've got, I mean, you've got everything that's going on. And then to pull the lens back a bit further, as believers, y'all know we love Jesus over here and that this podcast is biblically, you know, grounded. We've got what's going on in the spirit. So we've got everything that's going on in the natural, and then we've got undergirding that, everything that's going on in the spirit. And you've got a lot of things happening in the spirit, but especially in this season, a lot of warfare is taking place that's manifesting itself in the natural in lots of different ways, some of which we've already discussed. But you've got a lot of warfare, you've got a lot of changing, transitioning, moving parts, things coming in, things leaving out, things, you know, starting or things going deeper. And whenever you have a transition happening in the spirit, whenever you have, you know, many people have been talking about the fact that revival is coming, and I surely do believe that the Lord has confirmed it for me. Whenever you have something like that happening, though, a lot of warfare is going on in the spirit around those things, whether we're talking about on a mass scale, a global scale, whether we're just talking about nations, whether we're talking about your family, your relationship, your life, you know, changes in career. A lot of warfare happens around this because the enemy is always fighting, contesting, trying to delay, trying to destroy the plans and the will of God, and with that, the people of God. So part of the reason why I'm asking you, are you going to fight or not, is because I want to specifically talk to a lot of us who have been dealing with the kind of back and forth, the difficulty with committing. And what I really am talking about is this inconsistency in stepping up to the plate, doing battle, right? So that we can actually achieve what the Lord has for us to achieve, so that we can become all that the Lord has for us to become, so that we can have all the things that the Lord says that are ours by faith. All the things that he's spoken into you and into your life, whether through the written word or rhema word, you know, something he's spoken specifically to you. You know, if you don't fight, or if you are not fighting, you may find that you're not really walking in that, you know, whether it's sometimes what people call simple things, although I don't think they're that simple, like peace or joy, or whether it's, you know, the plans of God for your career, for your life, for your family, For your nation, for the nations, whatever it is, it takes a fight. And the reason why I'm doing this episode, I feel led by the Lord, because a lot of us, we're not fighting, or we're not consistently fighting. And a lot of us are succumbing to a victim mindset, some of us without even realizing it, where we have lain down, we're sleeping, we're slumbering while the enemy is fighting. We're sleeping, we're slumbering while our goals are passing us by. We're sleeping, we're slumbering, while the Lord is sounding the alarm and things are happening and taking place. Or some of us, we fight sometimes and then we get some resistance and we back up, or we sit down, or we lay down, and we become ineffective, or we become discouraged, disheartened, and we come to a halt, right? Or sometimes we don't just come to a halt, but we begin to take steps backward. A lot of times we're trying to find that comfort, trying to find that security, or we're just trying to get away from the angst, from the drama, from the confrontation. And so I'm really speaking to you, if any of what I just said resonated with you, and I want you to listen closely. I want you to be prayerful as you listen, because I'm here to encourage you in the Lord. I'm here to push you in the Lord. And I'm here to make you kind of think of some different things that maybe you haven't thought of yet, or that you knew before, but you've forgotten. And so it's not really translating into your life and the way that you live your life, the way that you approach your life and the problems in it. So with that, I want to lay out a few points for you, and then I'm going to let you go prayerfully. And because y'all know sometimes I get long-winded, but then I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to hold you. And our goal, you can hold me to it. Our goal is to stay below 11 minutes. I don't know how that's going to go. I'm looking at the clock. It says 6 minutes right now, but we're going to go for that goal. But before we get into the very first point, which is, I'm going to talk about kind of the inescapable reality of spiritual warfare and the problems in your life and how they're connected, right? But before we get into that, okay, don't leave. Now, I got to put the advertisement in there. It's something that has to be done, support a young black woman of God, trying to make sure she do things the right way and make her money for the glory of God, right? All right, so let's get into the short advertisement, and then we'll be right back with talking about spiritual warfare and the problems in your life, how those are connected, and how you really cannot get around it, all right? Okay. All right, welcome back. So let's get right into it. First, I told you that I would talk a little bit about the inescapable reality of spiritual warfare, the problems you're experiencing in your life, and how they're often connected. And first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dispel this kind of like myth that I feel like goes around, especially in the body of Christ, that is that you don't have to engage in spiritual warfare, that you can avoid it, that it's just, you can choose if you want to, be like that or be about it like that. Or, you can choose that, but you don't get to choose whether or not you're just going to be involved in spiritual warfare, or whether or not that's going to be a thing in your life, right? And for those of you who may not know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about spiritual warfare, I am going to do a video on that on my YouTube channel, Coach Marie on YouTube. So make sure you check that out. But basically, it's this war that's been going on in the spirit between good and evil, between the Lord and his angels and his people, and Satan, the adversary, right? And his demonic forces, his kingdom, right? This is a war that's been going on ever since Satan tried to rebel against God in heaven. He was defeated. He sure did get kicked out. And since then, he just been a mad somebody, a powerfully mad somebody, railing and raving against the will and the plans and the people of God. Now, the good thing, praise God, is that in Jesus Christ, we already have the victory, because the Lord secured the victory. I mean, he never lost. Anyway, the devil lost in heaven. If you don't know the story, make sure you read your Bible. But as a result of how that battle turned out, that first battle turned out, how the Lord allowed it to turn out, there has been warfare. There has been warfare. And I just want to let you know right now that there's no way around it. It was happening before you got here, before you were born. It'll be happening after the fact, unless you are born, once all prophecy is fulfilled, which is unlikely. But if you're listening to this, you were born into it, just like you were born in sin until you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. What does the Bible say? For those of you who don't really believe in the Lord, be careful. Check the Word of God, because the Bible says that you can't get to the Father except through the Son. You can't love God if you don't love Jesus. Something is wrong with that logic. We've got doctrines of devils going around. So please don't believe that kind of deception. But the point is that you can't get around it, right? I want to make this very, 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 very clear. If you are not fighting, right? Because remember, the question is, are you going to fight or not? If you're not fighting, then you're just getting beat up. If you're not fighting, it's not that you could say, "Oh, I don't want to fight," and that you don't, that there's just not going to be a fight. That's not the way that it works, beloved. I know that it sucks sometimes and it's not fair and all of that, but this is the way that it already is, right? We give glory unto God for securing the victory for us, and now we still have to fight and battle it out on the earth. This world is not perfect, right? And we're not perfect, right? So you already have scored a huge win if you're saved, if the Lord has called you and you've answered the call and you are in Jesus Christ, because you have the victory. It's just that you've got to fight. And I know that sometimes, we might think to ourselves, okay, well, if I already have the victory, why do I got to fight? Okay, I want you to think about how victory works. Like, what does it literally mean? It means, success in a battle, in a fight. You can't have victory without a fight. You can't have victory without a battle. You can't be the winner without there being a winner and a loser, without there being some kind of conflict, some kind of battle. I mean, it's just like, oftentimes in the Old Testament, when the Lord would prophesy to the children of Israel through his prophets or, through their leaders that they were going to win, he would say to them, "Go on up there and fight, because I've given the battle into your hand." They still had to go up and fight to get the victory that was given to them, right? There's still action required on our part. So I really want to stress this, because sometimes I've heard believers kind of talk like, "Oh, I ain't getting into that because I don't, I ain't got no time," or they kind of avoid spiritual warfare. They avoid things like that, not realizing that you're kind of playing right into the enemy's hand, because it's the Bible, it's the Lord and His Word, which tells you to grow, continually grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to not be ignorant of Satan's devices. It's the Bible that says in the heaven, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent taketh by force, right? It's part of your faith work. I say often, faith is a noun and a verb. Y'all, I'm looking at the clock. This is not going to be under 11 minutes. Just pray for me. But faith is a noun and a verb. So you've got to put, it's part of the action that you put behind your faith. You can't get around it. I don't want you to fall into that trap of trying to avoid warfare, right? And again, I'm going to talk more about warfare on my YouTube channel. But warfare, just to be clear, it's not like worldly warfare. That's not how we do it in the body of Christ. That's not how the most effective warfare is done, right? Because the truth of God is the truth, right? We're not talking about subjective truths over here. It's the truth, right? And so the Bible lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, right? But they're mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We're talking about prayer, fasting, praise, worship. We're talking about faith declarations. We're talking about using the Word of God. We're talking about literally your faith. We're talking about these kinds of things. We're talking about growing in maturity as a believer and wielding everything that the Lord has given to you at your disposal, right? The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, like I already mentioned, right? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, coming into agreement in the will of God. Yes. So I just want to make that very clear, that it's really not an option. And if you're not, that's part of the reason why I'm asking you, are you going to fight or not? Because you don't have a choice in whether or not there's going to be a fight, but you do have a choice in whether or not you're going to fight, or you're going to almost, delude yourself into thinking that you can escape it and continue to get beat up. Because that's what happens a lot of the time. The enemy is just beating up on people, or beating up on us, even as children of God, because in your ignorance, or in your avoidance, or in your disobedience, You've opened a doorway for the enemy to have his way, right? And it's not the will of God for you. It's the will of God that you grow and mature in your understanding of, how things are working and going on spiritually, and the power that he's given you through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and to use and wield that power according to his will, right? So now let me talk about the fact that that's very connected to a lot of the problems that you're dealing with in your life. Right. I know that might be what more people are interested in hearing. I wanted to say the first part first because they're connected, right? I'm very it saddens me to think that, because I really do think this, that a lot of people only think the enemy is involved or behind it when it's overtly demonic, or when it's overtly like looks like somebody's being possessed, or it looks like somebody is out of their mind. It saddens me to think that so many people really do think that way, but I do think that because I can see it. I can see it. I've seen it even in myself, where you think that just because it don't outright look like it's the devil, you don't realize that it's him. You don't realize that he's working through this. You don't realize that it is demonically inspired. And so you're trying to attack it in the natural, or you're not doing anything with it at all, and the enemy and his demons are just having their way. Some examples. Well, first of all, let me just say that anything that is rooted in sin, caused by sin, etc., I mean, that's the enemy's playground, right? So, like, for example, rage, lust. And the things that come up out of that. It's part of the reason why the Bible tells us to guard our heart, right? Just think about it. For example, someone who has an issue with rage, right? And when they get really mad, they find that they black out. They can't even remember what they did. They just black out. What do you think that's tied to, right? You want to deal with that. You want to understand things in the spirit. And one of the fundamentals that I think a lot of us have lost track of is the fact that sin and anything that's coming up out of it is connected to the enemy, right? And so there is almost 9 times out of 10, I really want to say 10 out of 10, but I'm just trying to be careful, gonna be warfare attached to that thing. Warfare, the problems in your life, look for sin. Look for sin, like look for it. And not just, what everyone thinks of, like lying, cheating, stealing. Look for sin. Look for things that are not pleasing to the Lord, not of God, that are going on or that have been allowed to go on, and what's coming up out of that. And you will likely find warfare involved, especially if you are a believer. You don't have to be a believer just to be dealing with warfare, but especially if you're a believer, I mean, I hope you definitely probably dealing with some in some area of your life. Because in that warfare, in those problems, right, the enemy comes to war against the will of God and the plans of God for you, for your life, or for that area, right? So I kind of want to draw your attention. I want you to like take a look again at the things that are going on in your life. Take a look again at the things that you've been dealing with personally, things that your nation has been dealing with, the things that the nations have been dealing with. And look again and ask the Lord to show you, like, Lord, where is the sin? Where is the warfare? What's really going on here in the spirit? And show me how that's connected to what's manifesting in the natural. I remember there was a time, just to give you a simple example of sometimes how it can be sneaky. There was a time my husband and I, we were really, really just beefing. We was just beefing. Like, we was just, I mean, I was just perpetually just upset. I was gonna say something else, but I can say that. I was perpetually just upset. And so we were just kind of like, we don't argue like disrespectfully, but we were just, it was just so much tension. Just kind of, and then whenever we get better, any little tiny thing, just tension. And I was sitting in the living room on a sofa, and it just hit me. I feel like the Holy Spirit just hit me with the realization that you've been dealing with the spirit of offense. The spirit of offense, right? The spirit of offense, that sensitivity, that almost desire to be offended, to have a problem, to want a problem. Where is the problem? Is there no problem? I'll find a problem and let's deal with that problem that I created, right? And as soon as it hit me, I felt the conviction. And I began praying about that. I'm like, how in the world did that happen? And I had to repent. And then I told my husband about it, and we talked about it, and we dealt with it together. But it was the manifestation of the warfare was, bickering and fighting and tension, and it's like, oh, what's going on? And it seems like just a regular thing, like, oh, maybe we just not feeling each other. Okay, but really, there was a spirit of offense behind there that unfortunately I had given way to and was willingly operating in, that was really like contributing to and causing that mess, right? And then once you nip that in the bud, as opposed to just doing a whole bunch of talking and just doing the natural things you should do to fix communication, when you realize, okay, there's also a spiritual component here that I need to rectify, I need to get this right, I need to submit it to the Lord, I need to repent, then peace can come in. And it's not like you have to keep putting a band-aid back on. No, the solution has been found. The problem is remedied, and so that's like a simple example, but I want to bring that up because I want you to like take a look again at the problems that are going on in your life. This is part of the reason why I'm asking you, are you going to fight or not, right? And with your fighting, it's a two-toned approach. It's the spiritual and the natural. But you definitely want to make sure that the foundation of that spiritual warfare is in place, right? That you are doing battle with what is doing battle with you, that you understand the warfare that the enemy is bringing against you in the spirit, so that you along with the things you're doing in the natural, which is, because the Lord said to be wise. So using wisdom, like, okay, we need to work on our communication, or okay, I need to stop eating this much, or okay, I need to forgive this person, right? Like, that's kind of a little bit more in the natural, but also in the spirit, it's like, okay, what do I need to uproot? What do I need to bind? What do I need to loose? What do I need to repent for? Let me praise and worship. Let me fast for clarity. There's so many different things that if you don't understand what's going on in the spirit, you may keep trying to attack that thing in the natural and make progress for a little bit, but it keeps coming back, right? Or you find you're not really making any progress. So I really, really want to bring that up. The next point that I really want to lay out before you is that inconsistency in response to warfare or problems in your life, that is a problem in and of itself. Okay. Inconsistency, that's a problem in and of itself. And what I mean by that is when some days you resist the enemy and some days you don't. Or some days, that's like if you go, some days I go to work when I feel like it and some days I don't. It's like you're not gonna get very far with that. In fact, you're probably get fired. like and things and parts of your life, parts of yourself are gonna suffer because of that lack of consistency. But what I wanna draw your attention to is the why. Why is there a lack of consistency? Why is it that I fight back and I fight for what God said I can have, and I fight to be all He said that I can be, and I hold my boundaries or whatever it is. I do my best sometimes, and then other times I don't. What's that about? And for a lot of people, I would argue that part of it has to do with, not making up your mind. And whatever that looks like or is for you, I just want you to reflect on it, take it in prayer. But is there somewhere where you haven't really made up your mind, that you really do want to live holy, that you really do want to be successful, that you're determined that you are who God says you are and you're not going to accept anything less? Is there somewhere where you haven't really made up your mind? Is there somewhere where you're double-minded, where you falter, where sometimes you believe you deserve the best and other times you're like, I don't know, maybe I'm just supposed to suffer. Maybe that's it. We're called to suffer, but that ain't all you're called to. But maybe you believe that sometimes that that's all you're called to. Even if we're talking about love, problems in your love life, maybe sometimes you've decided that, you're not gonna take no mess. Certainly not from the enemy's camp. You're not gonna take no mess. And then other days you're like, I mean, well, I don't know, maybe I'll take it if I can get something because I'm a little bored over here. I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying I want you to reflect, look around, think about, pray about what's going on in the different areas of my life where there has been consistency. Why? Is there something that, my mind goes back and forth about? in this area with this topic, because until you commit, until you make up your mind, that's very likely what you're going to do. And I want to warn you lovingly that the Bible talks about this. It's called double-mindedness. The Bible talks about it. It is as a warning, it tells you to be careful about being double-minded, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and they shouldn't think that they're going to receive anything from the Lord that they ask. Because you're teetering back and forth, you're teetering back and forth. There's confusion, there's chaos, there's deception, more than likely. But yeah. But another thing that sometimes it may also be is weariness. And I didn't even write this in my notes, but I just feel led to talk about it. Weariness. Sometimes we're not consistently fighting because we get weary, we get tired, and the enemy is aware of this. He's aware of this, he's cunning. And so, sometimes that's exactly what he's attempting to do, wear you out. Sometimes when you're battling in your mind, you gotta do it again and again and again. Now I'm just tired. So I stopped after the fifth or sixth time. And now I'm just looking for like a form of escape so I could just stop thinking about it or stop thinking in general. And I empathize with you. I understand that. I've definitely been through that, where you get tired, you tire, you weary. But I want to encourage you in the Lord, because the word says not to grow weary in well doing, because if you endure, right, you will reap in due time. Faint not, beloved. Ask the this is where you must remember that the source of your strength is the Lord. You cannot fight in your own strength. I mean, you'll get burnt out so fast, and the enemy will be over there cackling. You must remain in the vine. You must remain connected to your source. Go to the Lord with that weariness. Like, Lord, I'm tired. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm not even gonna play around with it. I ain't gonna lie. You already know my heart. I am tired. I'm tired. I know you said don't grow weary, but Lord, I'm weary. I'm tired. Show me where I may be doing this in my own strength. Replenish me, refuel me, Lord God. Get into your word, because it'll refuel and replenish your spirit man, your inner man. Remember, you were made in the image and the likeness of God. You are primarily spirit. That beautiful body, that skin you're wearing, that is a lovely costume that, praise God, he gave you to wear while you're on earth. But that the truth of you, the truth of who you are, is your spirit, right? So you connecting back to the Lord, getting in his word, spending intimate time with him, praise and worship, spending good quality time with people you love, who are also in alignment spiritually, serving the same God that you serve and everything, will help to recharge and refuel your inner man, to restore, to encourage you, to build you back up. Because war is war, and you get tired. War is war. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes you fall. Sometimes you take a blow. Sometimes they sneak you and they hit you on the side. You wasn't expecting that at all. But the Lord is good, and he's faithful to keep you through the battle. It's a marathon. What is it they say? It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah, it's like that. It's a marathon. We in it for the long run. So you've got to be running with the Lord, 'cause you're gonna need that refueling. You're gonna need it. You're going to need it, right? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait again, I say, on the Lord, right? He will renew your strength. Amen. Go to him to renew your strength. Okay, be careful, 'cause sometimes when you're feeling weak and you're feeling tired, sometimes that's when the enemy wants to come in and try to get you to slide backwards, right? That's why you got to be very careful when you're starting to feel weary and tired. You got to go straight to the Lord, child. You got to go to Jesus and get that covered. Holy Spirit, plead the blood of Jesus to cover them weak areas, because the enemy loves to come in and go, oh, let me remind you about this temptation that you thought you was over with, because you're feeling a little weak now. So you might have time for me today. You might have time for that ex today. You might have time to go off on that person today. You might have time to be petty today. Usually you ain't got no time, but see, I know you're tired today. See, this is why you gotta stay hooked up, close, tight knit, chest to chest with Jesus, because the enemy is cunning. But your Father in heaven has already won the victory for you through Jesus Christ. So you got to stay connected, right? Let me see. Lastly, I really want to just highlight the victim mindset, okay? I want to highlight that because that's also connected to sometimes why we are inconsistent in our response to warfare or to the problems in our life. And that's also sometimes the reason why we choose not to fight. I mean, for those of you who keep up with my content on different platforms, you guys know I've got, Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and a blog. Lord help me. But I talk about victim mindset a lot. And part of the reason is because I went through it so heavy. And I think the seeds were planted based off of a lot of the things that I went through. And I know that a lot of people are dealing with the same thing. And I want to encourage you to reflect and see if you got any of that victim mindset, victimization going on. And this is where you abdicate, you forego responsibility, even empowerment, and you choose to be powerless. You choose to woe is me. You choose to belittle or downgrade yourself. You choose to just be disempowered. There are many different reasons for that. I don't want to get all into that about why it makes sense and about, why it's often easier than going the other route. And oftentimes, out of compassion, I want you to know I understand that a lot of times, it's not like you want it to be this way a lot of times. A lot of times you're victimized yourself by someone else when you feel like you don't really have the power or you literally did not have the power. And unfortunately, that seed is sown. And you continue to perpetuate it until you get deliverance. So, someone else was victimizing you before, or someone else was making you feel like you had no control and they had all the control, or someone else was making you feel like you didn't have no power. You could wish and dream all you want, but you can't do it, or da 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 and da da da. Or someone else was making you feel like, no, you depend on me, you need me, all this other stuff, whatever, right? And maybe you just never really got delivered from that. And sometimes what happens is, as we can take on that way of being, even when we're out of that situation, and continue to live and feel and react to life that way. And I want to, bring this to your attention and encourage you to take it before the Lord, because this can cause you to lay down and sleep when you should be fighting. This can cause you to say, oh, there's nothing I can do, when the Lord says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. This could cause you to say it's not even worth it, when the promise that God gave you is still not even fulfilled. This victim mindset, victimization, this can cause you to lay down. This can cause you to just give up, to say yes to depression instead of I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Like this can call, and I've been there a lot. Until you get deliverance, it's like sometimes you don't even realize the power that you have, or the options that are available, the different possibilities, the different, ways that you can do something different, that you can stand in the power the Lord has given you. Sometimes it doesn't even come to your mind. You just almost accept defeats easily, or you just feel powerless. You feel like you have no control, and you just accept that easily. Sometimes it shows up as any little bit of discouragement or resistance. You give up, and you're just all right, take that before the Lord, because you need deliverance from that in order to really engage it. And that's a form of warfare too, but you need deliverance from it, because it will really hinder your ability to fight, especially in the mindset. You might not even have the mind to fight, Unfortunately, it can help give you like a quitter's mindset, a loser's mindset. And that's not who you are in the name of Jesus. No, you're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, right? So, I think that's about it for today's episode. Oh, whew, I'm so glad I told you that it wasn't gonna be under 11 minutes, 'cause it's not. But y'all, pray for me. I'll pray for you. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, Coach Marie, on YouTube, because a video connected to this episode will be going up tomorrow, Friday, January, what is it? I think the 28th or 29th it will be tomorrow. So make sure you go check that out, subscribe to the channel. And then if you're interested in coaching, you guys, might know that I'm a certified Christian life and relationship coach. Especially if you're dealing with victimization or you're just trying to really figure out, like, how do I fight? What am I fighting? What do I do? Then make sure you go to my website, www.ashabethea.com, ashabethea.com, and sign up for a free consultation. A free consultation. They're free. Sorry, y'all, my dog. But they're free, and we can talk and see if, you know, working together is the right move for you. But, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, again, don't forget to rate and subscribe to the podcast, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.